Welcome everyone to another episode of Network, a Women in Mining South Africa podcast. And today we're continuing our conversations in our mentoring series. And I have got some very wonderful ladies that are joining me in this conversation who I have had the privilege of meeting virtually and finally in person today, who are part of our mentoring program. I'm Raksha Naidu. I'm the current deputy chair of Women in Mining South Africa, as well as the one of the members of the mentoring subcommittee. And can you guys introduce yourselves?
Morning.
My name is Ndamule Romuchinye. I'm a BWIMSA 2022 mentee, and I'm a ventilation officer at Anglo Plat. Nice to meet you, ladies.
Morning, everyone. Nice to meet you, too. I'm Humbrani Habi. I'm also a BWIMSA mentee for 2022. I'm a regional shared coordinator for Fraser Alexander. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I'm Unity Shivori, the ship supervisor at Two Rivers Mine. I'm a WIMSA mentee for 2022 as well. Nice to meet you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Moya Havontwahai. I'm a product specialist at WIA Minerals. I am a 2022 mentee, and I'm here to show up and shine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Valencia Pasraman. I am also a 2022 WIMSA mentee. I am a process engineer at WIA Minerals.
Thanks, ladies. It's like lovely to have you all here. So we're going to talk today a little bit about our mentorship journey and what this journey has meant for us as we're coming towards the end of our mentorship program this year. To continue with the conversations that I've had already in previous episodes, mentorship is something that becomes so important at different phases of one's career and one's career progression, professional, personal development, etc. So I want to hear from you guys. What was it that made you actually decide to join this mentorship program specifically? Unity, maybe let's hear from you.
Okay, I didn't have a mentor. I'm working at a male-dominated industry. It's got a lot of challenges. So at many points in my life, I wanted to quit or I wanted to change direction. It got to the point where I wasn't even clear of what is it that I want? What is the next step that I'm going to take? So that's when I said to myself, no, I need a mentor. And when I saw the opportunity to join the mentorship program, that's when I jumped onto it.
Okay. Moihabo, what made you join the program?
I was actually elected from work. And honestly, when my name came up, I was like, I don't need a mentor. I never had a mentor and I don't need one now. Why now? I'm where I am and I never had a mentor. But little did I know that I always had a mentor. I just didn't identify them as my mentors. So me being on this program has actually opened my eyes a lot. And the importance of mentorship has actually shown so much throughout the year that in such a way that I feel like I always had a mentor. And I feel like I need more mentors in my life in order for me to be channeled in the right direction when it comes to my career.
And that's just it, right? I mean, I never knew I was being mentored until the process was almost officially or unofficially completed. Humlani, have you had a similar sort of experience? Like, did you feel you knew you needed this, or was it just an opportunity and you joined?
I never really felt that I needed this. I always had just one mentor. Although it was not officially, like Mia Havo said, she has always been there for me throughout, career-wise and personal-wise. But when I saw the WIMSA opportunity of joining in, she's actually the one who said, jump in. You will thank me at the end of the day. And now I see the importance of having a structured mentor.
Okay. Ndamo, what about you? Have you had experience with mentorship before, or is this your first?
This is my first professional formal mentoring program. I never really had a mentor who would really mentor me on my career. It was just a coach, a life coach, something like that. So when I saw the opportunity advertised, I was like, you know what? I'm going to jump into this because I think I was at a point in my life where I think I needed guidance, a professional guidance, and I needed to be intentional about who is it that I'm going to pick to be my mentor and looking at where I want to go. So then, yeah, I just applied and now we're here.
And here you are. Valencia, what about yourself?
So my story is a little bit different. When I was in high school, we had this speaker that came and she just like blew my mind. And I wanted her to be a mentor, and she actually inspired me to go into the engineering field. And she was my mentor for a period. After that, I mean, I think I saw the value of mentorships. So I kind of prioritized having a mentor for a few years, I think, you know, studying and all of that. And then, to be honest, I've been very complacent in the last few years, and I've almost forgot the importance and the value of having a mentor. So, similar to Mayor Harbour, when I was selected for this program, it was so like humbling, because I was reminded of the value that having a mentor can actually have in our lives. And I think the word that like kind of stands out to me is, intentionality. I think, that is a word, right? it just being intentional, has just brought so much of value to me. And that is what the mentorship program has brought to me. It's helped, I think, bring focus into going into our career, because we don't know everything. So I think that's been my journey.
And I think the whole concept of being intentional is something that every single one of us has taken away from this. I know it's plays a huge role in everything I do on a day-to-day basis. So maybe let's talk about being intentional, right? And what does intentional mean to us? And how has this mentorship program and that specific teaching impacted you personally as well as professionally?
Yeah. For me, intentionality, as Melinda puts it, is I said to myself, I need to put in systems where I'll be able to monitor the goals that I started with in mind when I joined this program. So I said, you know what? I'm going to have to be visible in the meetings that we have almost every Tuesday. Like Brandy said, we should also leverage LinkedIn. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to have to participate and actually show up on LinkedIn and comment on other people's posts, those I follow. And just everyone was, my connection. And I decided that I will need to get out of my comfort zone. I'm one person who will just sit back and, even if I didn't say anything in the meeting, it was fine. But then when I joined this program, we were advised or we were always encouraged to say, you know what? You have a voice. You have to be heard as well. So that for me, I would say I purposed to be intentional about everything that, be it participation in the program. I was intentional about it. I decided I would be intentional.
Okay. Yeah. Unity, do you want to maybe give us your thoughts?
Yes. So on the first chapter of our mentorship program, it's about managing your career like a business, where we have to talk about the value chain. Then I started to look at myself as a brand. Like, I'm a brand, yes, like I'm in a shelf. And then how am I branding myself for the people that are around me for the next position? And I could see that, you know what, I'm not in the position to be bored if I was a product. I was a mess, you know. So the program helped me to self-assess myself, to say, you know what, what is it that I need to put in place? What is my value chain? The activities that I must do for me to be the brand that can attract people. I didn't have personal board of directors. I was just a person. But with the first chapter, then I started to say, you know what, I need to step up my game in branding myself and positioning myself for my next goals.
So then, okay, well, let's stay with you here for a second. So how has the brand developed over the last 12 months or 8 months?
So it is exceptional. I left my previous employer, and after leaving, I couldn't believe it. Even the top executives were calling me, wanting me back with the way I have positioned myself forever when I started the program. So I was known, and I was intentional in everything that I was doing, to the fact that when I left, everyone was asking me to come back because they believed in what I was showing them. And even with my current employer, when I told them that my previous employer wants me back, they didn't want me to leave because they believe in what I am showing them. So the brand has grown.
Oh, that's amazing. Valencia, any thoughts? How has intentional impacted you being intentional about this program?
I think being intentional in this program has actually made me question my purpose both in my role and in the program. It's made me, similar to what Ndamulelo said, being intentional in your time. So I think when we are in our WIMSA mentoring sessions, I think making it a priority to show up and to contribute. And I've seen the fruit of that. For me personally at work, we have a women's committee and a women's network, and I've been very blessed to be a part of that. And recently, in the mentoring sessions, we've been speaking about showing up and shine and using our voices. So I applied for our global network committee position, and I was recently selected. And it was, it was a personal victory for me, because not for the position, but now being able to be a part of a platform where we can actually be a part of a greater change. So I think being a part of this network and being intentional in everything that we do is actually just had a ripple effect in other areas of my life and even in my career, where I found a newfound purpose that kind of just goes beyond my job. And I think, women development is something close to my heart. And yeah, so being intentional has also helped me find my voice.
That's amazing. Moihabo, what about you?
With me, when I first, because this word intentional was mentioned a lot during our meetings and our sessions, and I was like, okay, what does this word mean? Because I've never really, prior to this, I never really used the word. And then I started researching more about it. And then in terms of my career, I started being intentional about every little thing that I was actually doing. Like if it's a project, what is it that I intend to get out of it? And then in my personal life as well, I started being intentional. It was not just a matter of doing things because I know I have to do them, but I wanted something to come out of it. I wanted results. And it has actually helped me a lot throughout this year. That's why I'm actually wishing that this program never ends, because I feel like once it ends, then I'm going to lose myself. Like just to give you an example, in terms of my career, when previously I would go to work and I would do what I need to do, and then that would be it. Like it was just a routine. But now when I do something at work, it's more intentional, and then there's something that I need to get out of it. And then with the kind of work that we do, if like, for example, you design something for a customer and it works, and then your intention actually is for you to actually save cost when it comes to that particular customer. So I become intentional with each and every little thing that I do now as compared to what I used to previously. And it has helped me a lot, not only in my professional circle, but also personally as well. So it's something that I'm practicing now.
It's amazing how it becomes ingrained in every single thing that we do every day. Humbulani, what about your experiences with this? Or how does it impact you?
I think to me, what stood out first was personal awareness. It gave me that challenge of having to sit and say, who is Humbulani and what are her aspirations? Then I had to learn more about my inner critic, which is something completely very new to me. Yes, the inner critic has always been there, but I didn't know much about that terminology. Now seated here, I know how to quiet her up, acknowledging her that she is there. I know how to advocate for myself. I know how to build networks. So the personal awareness made me a better person today. I can easily show up and shine, be it in my personal space or at work. Believe you me now, I think in different divisions in Fraser Alexander, I'm making sure that I show up and shine. I can easily go and approach the COO, have a conversation, and engage myself in all different tasks that are happening. So I am intentional on where I want to be and how I want to show up and shine. And it's working quite well for me.
Oh gosh, this is like always so exciting and inspiring to listen to you, ladies. And that is the entire purpose of what we're doing on this program, right? It's about how do we find that voice, as Valencia put it, that inner confidence, the ability to show up and not just show up, but show up and shine brighter than anything. I think amongst all of you, you've mentioned some of the topics that we've covered through this, the last couple of months. Unity spoke about managing your career as a business, personal board of directors. Humalani's just touched on a couple with the inner critic. And I think there've been so many different topics and aspects that we've all learned about. Which for each of you has probably stood out the most as part of this mentorship program? Valencia, maybe let's start with you. Which of all the different topics that we've touched on has resonated the most or made the biggest impact? And I know that's a bit of an unbiased question, right? Because I think it's all contributed in some way. But if one stood out, which would it be?
Oh, wow. It's difficult to answer that, Raksha, because as you said, you know, all of them have been so impactful. I think, to be honest, the first one, because I think it just challenged me in that I needed to change my thinking. So I think managing your career like CEO, because again, it brought the intentionality. So for example, I think even with my current job, that topic had reminded me that I actually have a power in guiding how my career grows, and I can do small steps like, you know, preparing for PDP, performance review, and, you know, having constant conversations with my manager just to, you know, not just work endlessly, but understand what is, you know, their vision for my growth? What is my vision for my growth? So I think being able to learn to be critical, even with myself, about where I want to go and the steps to get there. So yeah, I think that just started changing my thinking, and that kind of just reciprocated as we continued with the rest of the topics.
And I think it's so important, right? Because it's about that initial burst of like awakening, so to speak, yeah, right? That then triggers everything for the rest of us. Unity, you spoke about how, you know, it allowed you to create your brand or be aware of what your brand needed to be. So besides that, which was the other aha moment that you had from the different topics that we covered?
The thinking preference, the language of my client. You know, like I said, mining is a very challenging industry, most especially for women. So if you don't understand the language, the thinking preferences, the lifestyle, then you're going to struggle. Then it helped me to understand my managers. There are things that I will look at them in the negative way. But after this topic, I started to study my environment, and I got to know that this is the language that I should speak. This is the thinking that I should have in order to succeed in this environment. So every time I step in the new environment, only 6 months in my current company, when I got there in the first month, I had to learn the culture first, check the thinking preference, and then also check the language that is being used there. And that has helped me to blend very quickly and also to be likable, I will say, like that. Yeah, so that really stood out for me. I believe I can gel in any environment.
But that's such an important point as well, because this mentorship program is not just about you. It's also about your coworkers, your teams, the environments that we find ourselves in. And something like the thinking preferences makes such a huge difference in being able to navigate those relationships so much better. Because like you said, now you have an appreciation for the fact that people think differently more than anything. And that is such a profound learning for us all, right? Humalani, what about yourself? What was your big aha moment in this year?
I think if I step out of what everyone else is going to say, September touched me more than anything.
September was powerful.
You know, it got too personal for me. You know, I had to learn more on setting boundaries with regard to ensuring that you don't fall on burnout. For me, it was too personal because I've been there. I know how it is like. And just this year, March, I ended up in hospital. So when that topic came, it resonated with me. It made me feel guilty on you've not been taking care of yourself. You should have seen the signs. But how was I supposed to see the signs if I don't know those signs? So for me to get to learn more on those signs, it was a big aha moment in that I went out there. I educated more on my colleagues. I work in an environment where we forever on the road. We are forever at work. We hardly ever have time for family. So for that, it got me to realize that I was not alone on this. A lot of my colleagues are going through the same. And once we started engaging more on it, once I made sure that there was an awareness on that, a lot of people came forward on saying, I was going through that. How do I learn more on taking care of myself? How do I relax and ensure that I don't go through burnout? So as we speak now, EAP, I'm sure, is getting a lot of calls from my colleagues because of stress management and anything related to burnout. And I was so glad to just create an awareness on that at work and across my friends. So for me, it was September and how to take care of myself and ensure that I don't go through burnout again.
And again, this is another one of the beauties of this mentorship program, because it's, again, not just about us, but now giving back into our teams and our friends and family and communities to share the awareness that of what we're learning, because it creates a better learning for them as well. So you end up mentoring other people through the learnings that you've taken away. Right?
Most definitely. I mean, what they say, a hand that giveth receiveth the most.
Absolutely.
So for you to receive, you have to open that hand. You have to engage more with people. You'll be surprised at how much you're learning when you're engaging more.
And you know, those kinds of conversations where we had about personal development and personal awareness, it almost was a holding us accountable conversation, right? Because we also can't just, we have to practice what we preach.
Definitely.
So it forces us to actually introspect and be like, ooh, okay, so I'm actually missing the signs myself. So talking is one thing, but how we take action becomes something different. Moihabo, what about for you? What was the biggest thing that stood out this year?
I think same as Humbo, the burnout. Sometimes you go into it and you actually get out of it without even going for treatment. And it's sad that you allow yourself to go through that. And you know what? I have been sort of, this whole thing has been a road to self-discovery for me, because I did a lot of introspection and I actually started putting myself first and stopped worrying about other things and put myself first for the first time in the longest time. And I started sharing. And then what I've noticed as well, just like Humbo, a lot of our colleagues are going through burnouts and they don't even know. And I started having a chat. I remember there's two people that I had a chat with. And then the other one was a guy. He actually said to me, you know what? I went through the same thing earlier in the year. And then when I communicated that to my superiors, unfortunately, they couldn't understand. And I felt like, okay, if everyone can be on the program, maybe, or if everyone can be educated when it comes to burnouts, then we'll treat it differently. And then the nice thing also is that, I think 2 weeks back, actually, last week I had a chat with one of the ladies from HR, and then I started talking to her about burnout, and she said to me, you know what? And then I told her that, you know what? What I've learned is that it's okay for me to actually ask for help. This is what we have been taught at WIMSA. I am not a superwoman. And then if I feel overloaded, it's okay for me to ask for help. And I think it was actually God that made me to have a conversation with her, because she started saying to me, you know what, as women, we think we can do, we are super women and we can juggle everything. And then at the end of the day, we are the ones that collapse at the end of the day. So she said to me, you know what, I'm going to start looking into this. And then this will be one of the programs, like we have a reality wellness. And then this will be one of the programs that we'll start looking into, because people need to be aware of it. And I was actually surprised that she was actually positive about it. And she said to me, you must teach me how to actually say, ask for help, because I'm struggling with that. Then I said to her, you must come and join the WIMSA program because that is the only way for you to be able to learn. And yeah, so for me, it was, yeah, the issue of burnouts, it hit home. And then I just decided that, you know what, I'm going to start taking care of myself even more. And then when it comes to my mental being, I started focusing on that and being a little bit selfish when it comes to my making sure that I'm okay. So I am focusing more on myself, and other things, yes, they are there, but the focus is more on myself. So it has actually helped me a lot. And maybe you guys will be visiting me in some hospital, some mental hospital somewhere, but luckily because of this program, I'm still here.
I'm glad that you're still here. I'm so glad. But this is the whole thing, right? And now we're giving back and you're taking the learnings to yourself and sharing it with the colleagues. And that's the whole point of learning is to help and teach others. I feel as if we almost need to have a burnout discussion as well, guys, at some point, like a conversation about it, because I think too many people go through the burnout and just are afraid to talk about it. But maybe that's a podcast for another day. So, We'll work on that one. And Ndamo, you tell me, what was your aha moment?
Well, what stood out for me is the conversation on the inner critic. I was someone who would just give in to the inner voice. When an opportunity arises, then I'll be like, nah, that's not for me. Nah, these people can do this better. But then after the discussion that we had on the inner critic, then I decided, you know what? I'm going to have to show this inner person, this inner child, who's the boss here. So now, this sort of allowed me to also participate in programs that I never thought I would, like participating in the Mind Ventilation Society conference. When I saw the post about it, that they're looking for papers for presentations, I was like, you know what? Let's go for this. But still, that inner voice was like, those kind of stages, girl, we're not going there. But then I said, you know what? We're going to try this and we're going to see if it's going to work out. And it did work out. We stood there and then we did that presentation and it was so nice. So this has really been, like a journey of self-discovery, like what the other ladies are saying as well. So you're sort of exposed to yourself, your fears, your strengths. So for me, the inner critic, that was it. Yeah.
You know, I think one of the distinctions between mentorship for me is about this technical mentorship, and then there's your self-discovery journey, the softer stuff, for lack of a better description. And I feel that not enough people put emphasis on that self-discovery. And I actually kind of feel sad if they don't understand how important that is in the journey. The technical mentorship becomes super important, obviously, from a pure technical career, you know, growth and development. But I think when we get through this kind of thing and the mentorship, the WIMSA's mentorship program is so beautifully structured from that perspective, because it teaches us to look at ourselves in the most real raw state that we could ever be in. Because for me as well, when I first joined this program or the committee last year, every time we introduced a different topic, it was like, oh wow, I never thought about that before. Oh, how did I miss that? And like you say, Ndamo, like the inner critic is always going to be there nagging at all of us, right? That self-doubt is always going to creep in. And I think all of you have echoed the exact same sentiment continuously. So this journey of self-discovery has a ripple effect on every other aspect of your life, because it will, like Unity did, she took that brave moment, left her previous employer, found a new job, rebranded herself in it, moved forward, and you're developing your career better as a result of this confidence that you've now taken away. So what would you guys say to somebody who's thinking about, do I need a mentor? Is it even worth it? Is this program even something I need to be part of? I think we're a resounding yes, right? I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to agree with that. Mm-hmm. But what would your advice be to somebody listening to this, trying to figure out what's the actual purpose of mentorship? Why do I need to join a program like this? How is this going to actually impact me to be better? Because I remember reading every single one of your applications, watching videos, like going and stalking you guys on LinkedIn. And the people that I'm seeing in front of me today have had like this huge, huge step forward. And it's so powerful to see.
Yeah.
So what is that advice to that woman out there who's like, do I, don't I? What do I do? How do I do it? Hamlani, let's start with you.
I think the advice is don't even think twice about it. The moment you think about it, go out there, look for that someone who you resonate with, who shares the same values with you, who you see a future through them, and approach them. Be confident enough to approach them to say, hey, I need you to help me. In that, you will get structured help. You will know how to structure your life. You will know how to set constructive goals with regard to your future, be it career-wise or personal-wise. The good thing about having a mentor is you will have that someone who will be bold enough to tell you when you're sidetracking, when you're off-ramping. That person would be, you should have someone who is bold enough to tell you, no, now you're getting off the road. You need to come back to track. So you will need to have that someone who guides you, someone who have worked on those steps that you want to work on. Sometimes it's good. It's not always good to learn through yourself. It's good to learn through people's mistakes. So it's I would advise everyone to get a mentor. The importance of getting a mentor are far more vital than not having one. Your life will be more structured.
And I think what we did differently in this program was it's not the, like what you're describing becomes so important in a one-on-one mentorship relationship as well. And that has a huge set of different benefits because I think almost every single one of you has probably found your one-on-one mentor through this journey as well. What would you guys say would be the benefit of the program as it's structured as a peer-to-peer mentoring? Cause that also brings a very different perspective into things. Moihabo? What would your advice be to someone considering like the actual WIMSA mentorship program with peer-to-peer mentoring?
Okay. With peer-to-peer mentoring is you feel like it's somebody that you can relate to, somebody of the same level as you. So it's with the whole mentoring program for me specifically, there's a lot that I actually learned. I was one person that I never knew how to set boundaries. And then I think there was a time where the whole thing of boundary setting was explained. And I just wrote it down because I needed to mention it today. Be aware of what is unacceptable and normalize saying no. Do what is best for you and know that it is not your responsibility to, sacrifice yourself to others. Sometimes you need somebody to actually tell you those words. You don't, some of the things that you do, you feel like, okay, it's okay because I'm here at work. It is expected of me. But then when you are having somebody that you can speak to, like peer to peer, it becomes more, I don't know how to put this, but you tend to be in a position to be able to set boundaries because this same person on your level is actually, setting boundaries for whatever that they don't agree with. So you tend to be able to do the same as well. So that's how I see it from my side.
Yeah. And I think you and Humalani have touched on exactly the same concept from two different angles. And it's so important having that accountability buddy, for lack of a better description, and someone who's going to keep you in check and No becomes so powerful as well in the greater scheme of it all. And Damo, what about you?
I would say for a program like this, it's very crucial that once you see an opportunity like this, you just jump into it. You cannot afford to do all the mistakes. You need to learn from someone. Somebody has done something like that, so you don't have to repeat it. So as for peer-to-peer kind of mentoring, you will get more out of it, as in you'll see how other people are doing things. Well, we do things differently. So maybe their way of doing things might work for you or might not work for you. With peer-to-peer mentoring, you gain more because it's somebody who you relate with. You relate with them and they are able to come at your level. To tell you, you know what, this here cannot work, or here this can work. So I think you get value. You get value out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Valencia, what about yourself? What advice would you give to people thinking, debating, should I join a program like this?
Raksha, there's two things that come to mind. So number one, you know, I would tell them that in a literal sense, for me, mentorships helped, like it will help you to basically find the bridge between where you're at right now and where you want to be, because, you know, we don't know everything. So I think that learning experience helps you cross that bridge to get to your end goals. And I think my second advice would actually be just the two words, open up. I think being a part of the WMSA mentorship program has actually changed my idea and concept of mentorship. And this analogy sort of just came to mind. It's changed from having a cup of coffee with someone to having a cup of tea. And it's just, you know, metaphorical, but it's changed my thinking in that, you know, having a cup of coffee, it's a bit strong. It's a bit impersonal. And when my initial idea of mentorship is, you know, you've got a mentor and you kind of want to show them your best, you know, your best, how professional you are, what potential you have. However, having a cup of tea feels a little bit more personal, and now also you're sharing your vulnerabilities and telling, you know, a potential person who wants to join a mentorship program, open up. It's if you really want to progress and work on the areas that you're struggling with, you have to also be open to sharing your vulnerabilities, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow. And I think also just seeing you know, the feedback from you and Bryony, you know, there's never judgment or condemnation. It's let's have this conversation because we're all going through things and we've all maybe experienced similar. So I think there's a huge value in opening up.
I love that analogy, the tea and coffee. That's an interesting way of describing it. I like that, Valencia. I'm probably going to steal that at some point. But you're so right about that, right? It's about we have this almost false expectation, I think, of what it's meant to be versus the reality of what it should be. Because not everything needs to be stern and strict and structured and ticking a box or whatever it is. It's okay to be vulnerable, be real, be human, because the power of learning comes from the authenticity of being a human being, because that's what we all are. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are, what level of the structure you're at. You're still a person at the end of the day. And we all started right at the bottom, and we continue to work as we climb that ladder, right? Unity, tell us, what's your big aha learning?
With networking, I've learned that you cannot run alone and you expect to win. You need people who will hold you along the road. You need people who will go before you and lay the road for you. Then I started looking around me and asked myself, who are my personal board of directors? At first, I have to work on that. And I started having those people and I started to let them know that they are in my company, they are in my board. And from there, I started attending every event that was presented. And with that, I came across different women who are at different stages of their careers, and I've learned a lot from them. I have grown in terms of what is it that other women my age or at my level are doing, or even doing something bigger. So as people, you can only dream until what you are exposed to. Then the program has exposed me to a different level of professionalism, to the point that now I have to set bigger goals for myself. The vision became so clear and so big that now I think of myself not as the person that I thought I'll end up here. I wanted to be my manager. I wanted to be the GM. But through this program, through the people that I've met, I've discovered a lot about myself that I want to go beyond that.
Yes. That's so powerful as well. And I guess as we start probably wrapping up this conversation, because we could probably talk about this for hours and hours, but taking that network that you've just described now, because this program has a finite life, unfortunately, how then do you take the network that you've created within this program, and how does it continue for you? What's tomorrow going to look like for you, Unity?
You know, with WMSA is that one thing, we have become sisters, you know. So I wasn't an open person. I wasn't able to build relationships on a personal level. But through this program, I've learned that. So every person that I have met through the program, through the events, I have connected with most of them on a personal stage that I think even after the program, our relationship is still going to continue.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we again need to be very intentional about maintaining those relationships because this sisterhood is something very, very special, right? Mm-hmm. Hambalani, what's tomorrow going to look like for you?
Tomorrow, one wise man once said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Absolutely.
Wimsa has taken that first step for me. So tomorrow is bright for me. I'm surrounded by a lot of sisters, a lot of sisters in mining. We know that we are in a man-dominated environment, and sometimes it feels as if being a woman, you have to work twice as hard, more than our counterparts. But with the sisters that are surrounding me now, it's easy to when I'm approaching a challenge to say, Ndamo, this is what I'm facing. How would you approach it if you were in my shoes? I've got different sisters to tend to. We know we have leveraged on LinkedIn to build our network now. We know how to professionally communicate on LinkedIn. We know how to sell ourselves out. So now that we know how to set goals and have actions, plans of working towards those goals, life is going to be easy. Life is going to be easy knowing that I can just inbox Raksha, she will respond. I can just put a one-liner on LinkedIn and a whole lot of professionals are coming to assist with the challenge that I'm facing in. So Wimsa has opened a lot of doors that we never knew existed. Tomorrow is just yet another day that we're looking forward to.
It's incredible how, and you're right, when you put that one-liner out, it's amazing as to how much of, there's such an influx of one, positivity, and two, help. Like it really is something so powerful. And Ndamo, what about for you?
I think when I started the program, the one thing that I wanted help with was sort of to boost my confidence. I didn't think I was confident enough. So as time went, I realized that, you know what? I think we are better now. I think we're doing better. Cause even when posting on LinkedIn, I would read that, whatever that I'm posting, I would read it a lot of times. And then I would be judging myself. Okay. You know what? Is this right? Is this professional? What would people say? But then now I can just write things and then post. Without any fear of guilt or anything, or the comebacks, comments, whatever. So I think for me, I've sort of achieved the initial goal that I started with. That might not be that perfect, but I can stand in front of people and say, hey, this is what's what. And I think that's what Wimsa has done for me.
That's powerful.
I'll be able to, I think the journey continues. We just have to be intentional about it. Like you're saying, this is not the end. We have to continue with this and be better people. Yeah.
As Hambalani said, it's step one, right?
Yeah,
so that's amazing. That's great. Valencia, what about you? What's tomorrow going to be like post this journey?
I think tomorrow is going to be kind of striving to keep Wimsa, the values and wisdom of the Wimsa mentorship program alive for me. So for example, I have a younger sister and I'm always telling her about, you know what I heard, you know what we spoke about in the mentorship program, and we have an engaging conversation about it. And you know, as you mentioned earlier, Raksha, it's like the knowledge doesn't end with us. It's not like put in a box. As Moya Habu shared, you know, she spoke to HR. We're spreading these nuggets of wisdom that we've been, you know, so grateful to learn with the people around us. So I think keeping the conversation going for me is going to try and, you know, it's going to be a personal goal, so that I'm also personally reminded, you know, because life happens and we get busy and we get stressed and it's so easy to forget these things. So I think personally trying to keep it alive in my heart and in my mind is a goal. And I also just, a quote that I always remember is, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So I think we might not be meeting every Tuesday, but we still have each other. We have each other's details. We can still connect. So I think remembering that I actually have a network that I can connect with will also be what my tomorrow looks like.
Oh, that's lovely. Absolutely. And yeah, the power of immediate communication, whether it's WhatsApp or it's LinkedIn or wherever it might be, that connection can never die, right? So yeah, that's great. Mohabo, what about you?
I always look forward to the next day. There's a saying that, wake up and smell the coffee. And for me, the aroma of the coffee is just beautiful ever since I joined WIMSA. And the other thing is that, you know, there's also a saying that, you know what, tomorrow is not guaranteed. But I feel like with WIMSA, for me, it is guaranteed because I know where to go and I know where to ask for help. And I know that there's a board of directors that I confide in. And then I have mentors that are willing to listen. My experiences with the whole program is that at some point I would speak to Bryony with personal staff as well. And I would speak to Raksha as well with when I didn't know how to make decisions when it comes to work, I would speak to the ladies, the mentors. And that for me is something that I wouldn't want to lose. And the family has actually gotten even bigger. I always regarded myself as somebody who is not social, but with WIMSA, I became a little bit social. I'm not there yet. I'm still working on it, but I became a little bit more social. And then knowing that there's people there who are willing to listen, and then you can make decisions that will benefit you in future. It's actually a good thing for me. And yeah, for me, knowing that I have mentors, I have board of directors, and you know what? For me, the sky is not even the limit. So that's how my tomorrow looks like.
Oh, that's amazing. And I think every single one of you touched on the same thing. The sisterhood is bigger. The family is expanded. Our minds are broadened. The opportunities are endless through this. And it just continues to reiterate the importance of mentorship in all our lives. It's interesting. I mean, Mohabo described us as mentors, but even where we sit on the other side of the committee, we learn every single day from you guys. It is, I think at the end of every session, I always send almost the same message to Bryony. Oh my God, how amazing was that? I have chills just listening to what these people have been saying. It's phenomenal. And that continuous growth and learning that we get from these conversations helps every single one of us be better. And I think it's almost imperative. And I think like Huma started with it, where she said, don't even think twice. Join a program, find a mentor. You will see the benefit tenfold every single day in your life. Ladies, thank you so much for contributing to this conversation. It was wonderful. I, again, walk away with so many learnings, as I'm sure you all do. Thanks to everyone who listened to our podcast on Network. See you guys soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.